Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
A lot of interest in the run of Sir Elton. Will it continue today in race three? Adam Duggan's online. Morning, Adam.
Yeah, good morning, boys.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate. I know you're going for a spell after today or a little freshen up. How is he on the morning of this run?
Yeah, he's great. He seems to be about the same as he's been before all of his runs. Nothing much has changed with him. His demeanour's the same, and he's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, good morning, Adam. And look, 3 from 3 so far, Sir Elton. It's been a faultless prep. Have you done much with him since his Randwick win 2 weeks ago?
He's just had a couple of measured sort of gallops, Ray. He's done a little bit on last Saturday and a little bit again on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But he hasn't needed too much, mate. He's 3 runs deep into a preparation. So just some measured stuff, but no, he looked good to me.
Yeah. Adam, you could have claimed if you want. I know you've got a world-class jockey in Hugh Bowman, but you're not overly fussed about the 60 kgs and you're happy to keep Hugh on for another ride this prep?
Yeah, for sure. No, I wasn't too worried about that sort of weight. Against three-year-olds over 1,200 metres. He's a big, strong horse.
Mm.
Carried 58.5 the other day quite easily. With Hugh Bowman on at the moment, he's not a lot of dead weight there. He's still obviously getting down to his riding weight. So no, there's no concerns at all with the weight.
Adam, you'll start from the inside gate today with the scratchings on Sir Elton. I know you think he's probably even better suited when ridden with a sit, but you just take advantage of that inside gate and just put the horse in the gun spot, whether it's leading or if something wants to take you on, take the sit then?
Yeah, I think you're right. Again, I will be leaving that up to you.
Mm-hmm.
He can just sort of assess what he's going to do there. On sort of jumping in that first 100 metres. I know he's got Blake Sheehan drawn to his outside.
Yep.
There wouldn't be a better tactical rider than Blake Sheehan around, I don't think so. It's not going to be easy from that barrier. But I think he'll work it out pretty quick. That's what I'm hoping anyway.
Exactly. Last start at Randwick, Adam, it was a heavy 9. Your thoughts on how he handled the conditions? I know when you win by 2 lengths and it's quite comfortable, it's hard to say he didn't handle the conditions, but I'm just thinking back onto a soft 6 and an improving soft 6 today, Sir Elton will be much more advantage, I feel.
I think you're right. I think this is going to be a perfect racing surface for him today. Mm. Although he got across that track, no worries, the other day, he was quite certain that he'd be better on top of the ground. So I think with the sting out of the ground, but better footing, I think you're going to see, the sort of, the proper horse today for sure.
Well, can't wait to see him. But it'll be the last time we see him for a while, though, Adam.
Yeah, definitely. No, there won't be any changes. We've made the decision to go out after today. No one will be changing my mind.
No, fair enough. Well, he's done a fantastic first preparation for you. You've managed him particularly well. And, look, he's definitely the highlight horse of the Randwick meeting this afternoon, Sir Elton. Thanks for joining us, Adam, and the best of luck today.
No, I appreciate it. Any time.
And Adam, I've got to ask you one question before you hang up. You were walking a horse then. That's a beautiful noise when you hear the horse's hooves. Was that Sir Elton?
No. He worked at about 4:30.
Early?
Just had a light trot around and put him to bed and had some breakfast. No, that was just a 2-year-old, actually. I was walking home then.
Beautiful. There's nothing like it. But the good news, Adam, you're a fit person. You're a fitter than me anyway. But you were being puffed out as you were walking, talking to us. So that made me feel all right, mate.
Yeah, I was contending with a couple of hills. So,
well, you did a good job because I would have been cast. The horse would have been dragging me along by the sounds of it. Good luck today, Adam.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Talk soon.